This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden received a briefing, met with first responders, and listened to grieving, anxious families in Surfside.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminish slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
He hugged a little girl who presumably lost her parents and with the First Lady placed flowers at a memorial wall. County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says even though most of the missing haven't been recovered, they're making plans to demolish the remains of the structure.
To best manage the demolition in order to safeguard the integrity of the existing debris field.
The search effort, which had been paused, did resume in the afternoon, but experts keep monitoring the debris for signs of a potential collapse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
There is one Republican on this committee.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Nigeria's parliament on Thursday voted to approve a long-delayed oil and gas law that aims to attract new foreign investment in the OPEC country's petroleum industry. The Petroleum Industry Bill, or PIB, had been under review in the National Assembly for nearly two decades, hamstrung by disagreements over how much revenue should go to local communities in oil-producing regions. The bill aims to provide a clearer framework and simplify taxes and royalties for oil companies working in Nigeria, which usually produces around 1.9 million barrels per day. A UN spokesperson said Thursday the situation in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region remains volatile and unpredictable, with unconfirmed reports of clashes in the southern and northwestern zones. Briefing reporters in New York, Associate UN spokesperson Eri Kaneko said electricity and telecommunications are still cut off throughout the region. There are no flights or road transportation in or out of the area. Meanwhile, aid groups said Thursday a bridge that's crucial to delivering desperately needed food to much of the Tigray region has been destroyed, as Tigray fighters were said to be approaching other combatants occupying large areas nearby. The International Rescue Committee said in a statement the destruction of the bridge means aid efforts will be even more severely hampered than before. The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic struck last year. The rollout of vaccines has sharply reduced new COVID-19 cases, giving consumers the confidence to shop, travel, eat out, and attend public events as the economy recovers. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.